Look at that.
Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, I've decided that there should be the 304 Olympics, right? And the first event should be shoplifting, right? The second one should be spending money, right? The third one's crying on social media. And the fourth one is stealing each other's boyfriends and husbands. Guys, these chicks bang married dudes. They bang their friends' husbands, their sisters' husbands, their cousins' husbands. Clown world, right? It's absolutely insane. They do not care. They do not care, because we all know that they are jealous the moment that their best friend or their sister gets proposed to or gets married. All of a sudden, it's,
"Sally, I'm gonna kill you, you fucking whore."
So guys, we're gonna dumpster fire known as TikTok. Look at some of these chicks whining about other chicks taking their husbands. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my Discord. Join my locals. I have a second channel also. There's a whole playlist at the end, and let's get into this.
So this comment says, "I always question, what does a woman get out of breaking up a marriage or relationship?" What I feel the reason for this is they want what you have. I feel that when women know that, like, a man is in a relationship and they see how, you know, the outside world of what he provides or what he's giving her or what she believes is happening, she wants that. So these women, they want the easy way, and they don't want to go out and experiment for themselves and, like, see what's gonna come out of a relationship. So they go for what they believe you have.
Look at that.
You know, and I really feel that they really think they're gonna have that. But then soon they realize, you know, either the guy doesn't end up with them because they're just the other woman, or, you know, they end up in the situation where they do end up with the guy, and they realize that it wasn't what they portrayed, that it wasn't what they thought they were going to get. So that's my opinion. If you guys have another opinion on this, let me know, because I was also curious, but then I started thinking about it, and that's what made sense to me. So that's what I think it is.
Look at that, guys. Right? So she's saying all these chicks, they go after married guys, right? All because they think that the guy's going to leave their wife for her, right? Insane. Guys, she has 8 comments here. The first one says, "Not everyone has the same motive. In fact, many don't intend to destroy a marriage." Please!
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
They don't think that every chick that tries to bang a married guy isn't trying to destroy the marriage. They think that there's chicks like, I want to sleep with this married guy, but I want him to actually stay married. Please, come on, guys.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Come on, man. And guys, pump the brakes here. Guys, if you want to get, like, more attention from chicks, guys, wear a fake wedding ring. Or announce your engagement, either, like, at the gym, at work, or whatever. Guys, these chicks will be all over you, dude, straight up. Look at that. This next person says, "They go for married men because they only have to compete with the unsuspecting wife. If they went for a single man, there'd be more competition and they'd lose." Look at that. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag divorce talk. Hashtag divorce diaries. Hashtag who did I marry. Hashtag cheating story. Hashtag cheater clown world.
You might be wondering how to snatch a married man. Pretty frickin' easy, girls. Pretty fucking easy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So your first job is, because obviously there'll be one thing on his mind, you know, the kitty cat area, which probably isn't really getting used very much at home because, you know, wife has kids, she's busy with household tasks, and then he's frustrated. So put that pristine image of yours into his head on a daily basis. Now, this doesn't have to be in photos. This could be talking about it. oh, I just need a shower. Yeah, gotta get rid of some hairs. Oh, and then after, comment on, God, I feel smooth. You know, just little tips and tricks in his mind. He's being fed this, like a drip fed, every single day. He's like, meow, meow. He can't get away from it until he's gonna cave in. And then he realizes after weeks, after months, how fucking amazing and smooth that thing is. And trust me, that wife will be gone big time.
Look at that, guys. Look at that.
You tell her she's a goddamn whore.
And for all you guys who might not live in the States, guys, Americans, we have this like weird thing where we think that an English accent makes things sound like makes a person sound more intelligent, right? Guys, leave it to Theo Force to ruin an English accent. Right? And can you imagine, guys, you can just see the skank just like wafting off this chick. Can you imagine? She's walking down the street and a little kid, mother, is that a hole? Yo, dude, you British dudes gotta watch out for these 304s, dude. Good God. Oh, man. Guys, girls do this, too. This is why you don't talk to girls at work, man. You know what I'm saying? They drop these nasty friggin' tidbits in your daily conversations, right? Insane. And guys, she's getting cooked in these comments. I hope you're joking. This is vile. Someone said, that's all you easy women have to offer. Someone says, gross. Person says, okay, why aren't you married then? Next person says, stone cold narcissism. Someone says, you are not pretty. Man, oh man, oh man, look at that. Look at that. Guys, I'm concerned with this ideology. You're throwing that cat had a guy to break up his marriage. What if your guys don't click afterwards and he lost his family? Look at that. Guys are hashtags. Hashtag married life. Hashtag divorce. Hashtag love. Hashtag dating advice. Clown world.
Women go after married men because it's like a reward. Let me explain what I mean. A woman that goes after a married man knowingly and acknowledging that he's married but still chases him, she feels as though she won.
Look at that.
It's a competition. In reality, it's a mental issue. And this is what I mean. The mental issue of feeling and needing to feel validated. Unfortunately, the validation is in the wrong place. And this is something that is a void in their life and in their hearts. And that void can only be filled by Christ, our Creator. He created us to have intimacy with him. But when we reject Christ, we're kind of constantly trying to fill that void with something or someone else. And it's never going to be filled until you surrender to God. Something to think about, ladies. Why do women...
Look at that, guys. And guys, this is one of these Christian effinist chicks, right? You know what I'm saying? Right? That tries to act like she's a traditional chick. Right? All this... But instead, her whole message is,
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Clown world, guys. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start a whole series on Christian effinists, man. Right? That's the biggest joke there is. You know what I'm saying? It's poison. But guys, she is right, though. Guys, chicks are after each other's husbands, man. And you could say, to whatever reason, whatever, right? But it's happening all the time. The moment that a guy gets married, chicks are all over him. The moment a guy has a girlfriend, they're all over him. You know what I mean? Absolutely insane. Guys, she has 43 comments here, right? You have beautiful skin and a beautiful face. Some chick.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Look at that. Or they're not happy with their relationship and envy the relationship that you have with your partner. Guys, here you have these Christian chicks using the word partner. That's how you know it's Christian effinism, guys. Clown world. Someone says, sometimes that it's really not all that serious. I flirt with my married coworker, but I also give him tips on communicating and being better with his wife. Look at that, guys. Look at that. This chick. She says she flirts with her coworker.
Beta female.
Clown world. And guys, any guy that's actually flirting with chicks at work.
Beta.
Clown world. You are an idiot. And guys, her hashtags. Hashtag biblical truth, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag biblical counseling, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag adultery. Clown world.
So I saw this girl's video and she was like how other women start finding people who are already in a relationship more attractive. So women find men who already have a girlfriend more attractive than single men.
Guys, this chick looks like a... Guys, what these chicks looking like Transformers?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some f***ing ass.
So that's why a lot of times people try to steal people's man and do all this type of stuff. But I never understood in everybody's brain that if you are able to get a man to step outside of his relationship and cheat on his girlfriend, why is that a man that you want? No, serious question. Because as we can see, he's not loyal. So, he's cheating on his girlfriend with you. So you're just like, oh, me next. I want to get cheated on next. Me next. I want the cheater. I never understood that. Like, I generally don't understand. Explain? Somebody explain this to me. I don't get it. Like, and then people be so pompous. Like, yeah, I took somebody, man. I stole somebody, man. I took somebody. I don't. Can somebody, like, let me know? I don't understand this process.
There you go, guys. See? See? A woman's worst enemy will always be another woman. Right? Look at that, guys. She has 40 comments. It's more so of your man volunteering as tribute. The logic of stealing, I can't understand. Next person says, they're jealous of the girl. They see how she gets treated. They want the same thing. But instead of finding their own, they want that exact one. Next person says, it's an insecurity thing. They get off on ruining someone else's relationship. Someone says, facts. Look at that. Look at that. Man, all these girls in her comments are all saying the same thing. Chicks steal each other's husbands and boyfriends, man. This is not a game out here, man. Guys, if you ever get with a chick, know that all of her friends are trying to find a time to get you drunk and coax you into shooting up the club. Guys, her hashtags. Oh, she has a lot of them, guys. She wrote these. Hashtag girl talk tips. Hashtag advice for girls. Hashtag advice TikTok. Hashtag girl talk 101. Hashtag girl talk advice. Hashtag girl talk time. Hashtag girl talk. Hashtag advice for girls. Hashtag advice for women. Hashtag advice talk. Hashtag advice for you girls. Hashtag advice for your 20s. Hashtag trending. Hashtag girl talk. All right, you guys, it's AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and guys, I'm out of here. Have a good one.